Just one halakha regarding the decorations of the sukkah. Of course, it is a mitzvah to decorate the sukkah before the holiday. The decorations are called noi sukkah. The question is asked, what is the status of these decorations on Yom Tov and on Shabbat? The Rama in Siman Tafresh Lamed Het in Halakha Bet writes clearly, Ubi Yom Tov the Shabbat Asur Letaltelam de Muksimhem. This comes from the Tur that hold that these decorations are Mukseh. This is referring to the decorations that are also hanging from the schach and also the ones that are on the wall, even when they're attached, which means if you want to go now and start playing around with some of these streamers and stuff like that, you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov or Shabbat because they are mukseh. So one has to be careful. So the Bi'ur HaLachah discusses if, let's say, some of the decorations start to fall on Shabbat and Yom Tov, they're mukseh. You cannot pick them up. You cannot deal with them until after the holiday, Chol HaMoed, then you can put them back up. The halakha does say also, which is important to point out, that sometimes if somebody's sitting in the sukkah, if they have different type of schach, maybe like little pieces of wood or different type of bamboos that maybe are starting to shed and they're falling on the table. So he says in that case over there, little pieces of wood on the table on Shabbat would be permissible to pick them up and put them on the side, because that has the status of a graf shel re'i. Graf shel re'i is a type of mukseh that's disgusting, that a person cannot sit in front of it, especially if these little pieces of wood are falling on his table, he can't eat the seudah. So there's a heter in that case specifically, where it's a type of mukseh that's disgusting to the person, he can't eat with these little pieces of wood all over the table. So only in that case the Mishnah Berurah says he can pick them up with his hands and put them on the side. However, if a regular decoration falls from the schach right on the table, the only heter, the way to get it off, is either a child will come and take it off. The Beit Yishai is lenient to tell a katan, a child, in the age of 3 or 4, you can tell him to take the decoration with his hands, let him take it off the table, put it on the side, and then you rehang it on Chol HaMoed. You'd also be able to shake the table, let's say, just in order to get it on the side, but otherwise to pick it up directly with your hands would be asur, ben b'Shabbat, ben b'Yom Tov.